All you really have to say to U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera is, "What have you got on Orlando, Juan?" And his words flow forth. Here's part of a poem he wrote this week for the people in Orlando and all of the rest of us.
How can it be so? And his big, sexy life, the one that covers us all, no matter our letters. LGBTQ, 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 Q, Q, U, U.
Juan Felipe Herrera was named Poet Laureate of the United States exactly a year ago, a year that began with the terrifying shooting in the AME church in Charleston, South Carolina, now bracketed at the other end by the Orlando tragedy. Herrera thinks of his year as a time of reckoning in a violent America, but also what he calls a festival of faces and voices traveling around America. And sounding a bit like an exuberant Lin-Manuel Miranda, he invited me to do some poetry freestyling with him, something he says he's been doing with new friends and fans across the country all year long.
What do we need? Morning light or night light or a traffic light?
Stop, go, stop, go. Someone's commanding someone, but we're not in control. Why?
Someone going too fast, someone going too slow, and the people are on the side, on the other side of the sidewalk, and then they walk.
What do you see as your responsibility, thinking about this whole year and then thinking about these events? And you began at Charleston, and you end up here at Orlando, a small distance on the map, but quite a distance in this year. And it hasn't all been violence and shooting.
No, it hasn't all been violence and shooting. That's true. And when there is violence and shooting, then I stop and listen and tune in as best as I can as a poet, as a human being, and respond with what I can respond. And in many cases, in some cases, I respond with poetry. And then when I go to events, you know, and make presentations at schools and universities, or art centers or community centers, I take a moment to read these poems, and also invite people to come up with me and read with me. I have a number of performance poems that are in different voices, and I'll invite someone that I meet in the audience or before my reading, and that are reading, and I'll say to myself, "Oh, they're great." So I'll invite them to read with me.
Connect the Charleston moment to the Orlando moment, if there's a way to do it. I mean, sometimes I worry that we focus on the dark things so often in America, and they're a part of what's going on, but they're not everything.
As soon as a violent action takes place, people come out. You know, people come out with flowers and songs and candles, and they get in cars, and they go to the location and of all colors and, you know, all faiths and all styles, young and old. And we see this great tsunami of devotion, of heart, of love. And we, in a very ironic and reality way, we see that right next to terror and death, there's beauty and humanity. And it happens this way all the time. And there's also, you know, everyday life as well. You know, I go to readings and I see just hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people just filled with happiness. And I notice their faces one by one, and they're happy and they're smiling, and they're young, and they're elders too. And you know, there are many, many, many joyous people doing joyous things. And I meet artists, and I go to their studios, their little studios like in Corvallis, Oregon, and I see the paintings on the walls, and they say, "Can I make something for you, Juan Felipe?" I go, "No, you're fine. I'm fine. Oh, no, let me give you some bread that I just made and make you an omelet and with mushrooms." I go, "Okay, well, thank you so much." So very generous peoples that we have in our midst. And, of course, we don't see them in the news or in the paper. They just are the gardens that are growing every day, and we walk right by them at times.
All poets, I think, that at least that I've encountered in my small connection to the literary world, seem to have a sense of service, that poetry is a service to the language, it's a service to feelings, it's a service to humanity in some way, it's a service to the poets who have come before. What has this year taught you about poetry as a service?
That it's a continuous action, and that it's a beautiful aspect of society, and of course of poetry. I've I've always done this since I started out in the late 60s as a poet with the civil rights movement and the Chicano, Latino, Latina literary movimiento. So it's kind of part of all this. I've been part of all this in a way. But but the lens has gotten bigger, the stadium has gotten bigger, and the peoples are of all colors and all ages and in all regions and national, international now. So I learned that about poetry in a very personal, elastic audience and myself and people, kind of almost like as if the poem is everyone right in front of me as I read it, and it is. I can sense that it's a very human thing. It's not just me going up in a cafe, which is the same actually, reading, but because it's so energized, I can actually feel the human waves of it all, the human intersections of this piece of paper I have in my hands. And of course, it's in a way being moved and shaped by those that are present. They're kind of writing the poem with me as I read it. They're kind of moving me around. I'm like a minnow. I'm a poetry minnow now. I used to be like a poetry whale because I was really, I was trying to get the poem out, and there were maybe two people out there. Back in Kirchhoff Plaza at UCLA, for example, I would try out my voice because I was still tempering my voice. I was still trying to see if I could actually stand up and read or say something. And I was so nervous that I had to kind of scream. I said, if I scream, if I'm very loud, people won't notice, how afraid I am right now, how I can just stop at any second and run and, be happy. I've gone from that to stepping in front of thousands. So so I'm no longer the project. I'm no longer the project. I'm just a minnow. And everyone else is doing the poetry in many ways because they're the ones who are moving me around in this ocean, this big ocean of life. Loving life, is that a crime? I ask you from here. Loving life, is that a crime this time, next time? We shall not forget you, Orlando. We shall march for you, Orlando. I will love you forever.
Juan Felipe Herrera, poet laureate of the United States. You can hear him reading his entire poem, I Will Love You Forever, Orlando, at thetakeaway.org.